This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Superchunk is an indie rock band based in Chapel Hill. It's been around for more than 20 years. The band has 9 studio albums under its belt, and their 10th album is called I Hate Music, and it's coming out next Tuesday. You can catch them next Saturday at Cat's Cradle in Chapel Hill at 9 o'clock. 2 of the 4 members of Superchunk join us today. Mac McConn and Jim Wilbur are here today. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
I Hate Music. This comes as a revelation to people who love Superchunk from the founder of Merge Records.
It's an embarrassing secret.
When has this always been the problem with you, or is it?
No, I obviously we don't hate music, or I guess we wouldn't still be in a band after 24 years. But the title comes from a line in one of the songs, and I think that it's a fleeting feeling. But it's a feeling that I don't think I ever had when I was 18 or 25 or even 30. And it comes from different angles. In other words, running a record label, we listen to a lot of music and we get sent a lot of music. And there's sometimes when you're reading about a new band that everyone's talking about and then you go listen to it and you don't understand what's happening, and you just want to turn everything off. Sometimes.
Well, let me ask you about that moment, because it's inevitable. You've been in any field for long enough. You have those moments where you think, "I won't do this anymore." Is it a scary thing for you, that moment? You know, it's brief. It's been brief, but in that moment, are you scared and think, "Oh, this might be it"?
Well, right. I mean, I think another time it happens is if you're sitting down to work on the songs or write things, and just nothing seems to be working. You feel like. Mm-hmm. We've written all these songs before or something, you know what I mean? And it is fleeting, but when you have it, since it's a new thing, I just feel like maybe you have to reckon with it somehow.
George Carlin had this thing. He talked about this kind of neurosis. He had this fear that he would wake up the next day and just not be funny anymore, that today was the last day I'll ever be funny. And he lived with that for
years.
That's a common thing among our people, yeah.
Well, let's prove to the folks that it hasn't happened yet. Will you play a song for us?
Sure.
It's nice of you to do acoustic set, by the way. We're going to play a cut off your CD so we can hear the full produced thing, but great of you to come in and do an acoustic set.
Cool, yeah. So we're going to play a song that's a B-side of a 7-inch we just put out. It's a song about a gnarly little video arcade at Sunset Beach circa 1982 or so. It's called Sunset Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4. This place is make believe. No one has any parents, and nobody ever leaves. They've all made special arrangements. There's dust on your freckles, freckles on your cheeks. Met you this morning, but it seems like it's been weeks. And that's the way summer gets made at the Sunset Arcade. Sunset Arcade at the Sunset Arcade, yeah. Must have been born here. You break all the rules by the pinball and the old pier, but your eyes are so blue. Maybe you're faking it too. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now the summer's all dried up. A jellyfish on the beach. Ask you if you want a soda. That's just a
figure of speech. Secretly I'm happy to let the quarters run out, leave the corners where I don't belong, you and some shadow thrashing about. And that's the way summer gets made at the Sunset Arcade. Sunset Arcade at the Sunset Arcade. Sunset Arcade.
Sunset Arcade, live on the State of Things. Mac McCon and Jim Wilbur are here from Superchunk. They have a new album out. It's called I Hate Music. Record release next Saturday at the Cat's Cradle. We're going to hear music from that album coming up on this program. Tell us about that. Your 10th album. Was that a long time coming? How long did it take to pull that album together?
Well, there was a long break between Here's to Shutting Up, which came out in 2001, and our last album, Majesty Shredding, which came out in 2010. But with Majesty Shredding, we kind of figured out a way to work that made sense for everyone now, as opposed to, say, in 1998, how we used to work, which was rehearsing all the time, writing songs all the time, touring all the time, just in a cycle. And we didn't want to get back into that cycle, but we figured out a way to work that makes sense now. And so after Majesty Shredding came out and we had a great time doing that record and touring for that record, we kind of went straight into working on songs for I Hate Music.
You think a lot about touring and still think, no matter how many changes have taken place in the record industry, that's very important.
Mm-hmm. I think touring is important. I think that for us, one of the things that kept us going kind of in that long break when we didn't make an album was that we had a great time playing shows, and we would do that, you know, a few times a year. And in making this record and making the last record, one of the things that we had in mind, I think, actually was writing songs and making records that would be fun to play live, actually.
Well, let's hear something from the record. And I know you're playing acoustic here, and we're going to hear some of that, but I want to get a sense of the full production value. So this is from the latest album, I Hate Music, and this is called Trees of Barcelona.
Yeah.
FOH by Superchunk from the latest album, I Hate Music. And I think I said that was Trees of Barcelona. I thought we were going to pull that one off. But instead, we pulled out FOH, Front of the House. Is that what mm-hmm. that is?
Yes.
Great song.
Thank
Great
you.
Song.
Thanks.
So what have you learned in 24 years of being in a band like this?
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess one thing that I've learned is kind of a luxury for us now is that we don't have to do anything we don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's not the case for every band or for every artist, but I think it's made it a lot more rewarding to make these last couple records because we're at a point where I don't even know if anyone was expecting us to make any records. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we can kind of do what we want to do and structure things the way that we want to structure them. And that means that, you know, we can still play shows, but we don't have to go on tour for 6 weeks at a time. We can go on tour for, you know, we're playing 3 shows next week in the South in Atlanta, Asheville, and Carrboro, and then we're home. And then the week after that, we can go out west for a week and come home. So,
isn't not doing anything you don't want to do exactly how you felt when you were 19?
Yes.
But you were more disciplined and you actually went and did it. Hey, I want to leave you time to play a couple. So would you play another song for us mm-hmm. now?
Sure. This is a song. It's the first single off the album. It's called Me and You and Jackie Mattu. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I hate music. What is it worth? Can't bring anyone back to this earth. Fill in the space between all of the notes. But I got nothing else, so I guess here we go. Crammed into the back of a van, oh yeah. All of our friends with no plan, oh yeah. Some wild jockey up in the front seat. Put in a tape. Put up your feet on the dash. We got a stereo breeze. We got a sweet summer breeze. A half an hour in the record exchange. When we were always together, we were never the same.
Mac McConn and Jim Wilbur of Superchunk from their latest album, I Hate Music. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank Thanks you. For having us.
You can hear Superchunk at Cat's Cradle next Saturday at 9 o'clock. The new album is called I Hate Music. And thank you very much, Jim Wilbur and Mac McConn. We're going to let you play us out, but first I have to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Superchunk.
Festival crowd emptied out to the early morning, smiling and tired, profiling and wired, drunken and swarming. So happy to go with that flow. Over ancient streets made modern, they glow below. Box elders, black locusts, holding their own with the 5,000 palms, with the sherry and the bombs. And what we carried we let fly out behind, and the world slipped our mind. Flying through Barcelona, had a monkey in the backseat. Oh, squawking and jumping. Yeah, we all went running. We hit the clear, clear water with a splash. Looked up through the lights. We nearly crashed. We all grabbed hands. You picked a spot to land in the 5,000 palms with the sherry and the bombs. What we carried, we let fly out behind, and the world slipped our mind in the 5,000 palms. Oh, with the sherry and the bombs. What we carried, we let fly out behind, and the world slipped our mind.